Hello, and welcome to the podcast for the April issue of the Audio Engineering Society Journal. I'm Dr. Agnieszka Roginska. 3 research papers and an engineering report make up the first part of this month's journal. In the second part, you'll find the latest news on standards, information about recent and forthcoming conferences, as well as a feature on networks and professional audio applications. There are 4 upcoming AES conferences and conventions. The 126th convention is taking place in Munich, May 7th through the 10th. Shortly thereafter, the Latin American Conference on Audio for HDTV will be in Sao Paulo, Brazil, May 26th to the 28th. Next is the International Conference on Automotive Audio, which carries the subtitle Sound in Motion. This conference takes place in the heart of the U.S. automotive industry at Dearborn, Michigan, from June 2nd to the 4th, and will cover the latest technology and techniques used in the industry, such as simulation of sound reproduction in automobiles, active noise cancellation, multi-channel sound, loudspeakers, voice recognition, and much more. Finally, the AES Tokyo Convention will be in Tokyo, Japan, July 23rd to the 25th. We hope you can join us. From our research corner, in a paper on temporal evolution and sound fields in small rooms, S.J. Loutridis looks at configurations that achieve the best sound field homogeneity. Acoustic treatment involving specially constructed sidewall panels was successful at scattering sound, while another 2 configurations used mostly absorptive materials. Diffusive treatment was found to give rise to the most homogeneous sound field, and it was seen that the method of room treatment made more difference to the results than did the measurement position. Monika Richtarikova and her colleagues studied sound source localization in real and virtual rooms. They used simulated binaural room impulse responses based on a hybrid image source model that incorporated stochastic scattering from secondary sources in order to simulate reflections. In listening tests, it was found that listeners using headphones showed equivalent localization accuracy with measured and simulated room responses. The ability to localize sources was more closely linked to the direct to reverberant sound ratio of the room than it was to the reverberation time. Maciej Kulesza and Andrzej Czyżewski addressed the problem of tonality estimation and frequency tracking in the 3rd paper of this month's journal. They explain that it is important to be able to separate tone-like and noise-like components of a signal in various applications, such as audio coding. The detection and creation of tonal tracks enables the better estimation of masking properties, for example. One of the problems of conventional tonality estimation methods is that they don't work well with music containing vibrato and tremolo, so the authors use a new method based on historic frames and spectral bins. In their paper, they compare the results obtained using various metrics. An engineering report authored by Timo Hiekkanen and his colleagues considers the problem of comparing loudspeakers in listening tests. Physical setups have problems because of the influence of loudspeaker location on the perceived quality and the short auditory memory of listeners. Virtual loudspeakers in virtual rooms could be switched rapidly, enabling easier comparison. In their trials, the authors found that the quality of virtual loudspeakers depended strongly on the test signal and that it was difficult to create accurate room and head-related transfer functions at high frequencies. However, the difference between virtualized loudspeakers and real ones can be imperceptible in many cases. In standards news, we hear about the latest developments in serial MADI and digital audio over ATM networks, as well as measuring peak flutter and loudspeaker polar response. The networking theme continues in a feature article on professional applications of audio networks, which looks at implementations in live sound and radio studios, as well as the latest technology developments in real-time audiovisual data communication. If you didn't make it to the 35th International Conference on Audio for Games, held recently in London, you can read all about it in a report in this month's journal. Read news of AES sections around the world and find out about upcoming meetings of the Society, as well as the latest product news, in the remaining pages of April's AES journal. As always, we warmly welcome new members to the Audio Engineering Society. If you'd like to become a member, visit aes.org/join. Thank you for listening. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Dr. Agnieszka Roginska.